We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends, how many of us have them? Mother and daughters, is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hello, my loves. Hello, my loves. And welcome. Welcome, my babies, to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Mama. How you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful, baby. You know what? I'm really excited about this show today, as I am all the other ones, because this is one of them hot, hot, hot conversations.
Hot?
Yeah, baby.
And we're joined here today with?
Tommy T and Rob Lee.
That's it. Just in case they decide to say something. How y'all doing today?
Good afternoon.
That's right. So listen, today's show, what is the topic of today's show, Daddy?
Is it ever okay to hit a woman?
Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
That's right.
Right?
My apologies.
And how did we come up with this show today?
Baby, tell them how we okay, did it.
So I'm going to tell you how we did it. So last night, I was watching a little TV, right? Now, the little TV is my Facebook, okay, on my iPad. And I saw a clip of The View where they were having a conversation about, you know, this man hitting this woman. And all these women up there were saying, except for Whoopi Goldberg, was saying, it is never okay under any circumstances for a man to put his hands on a woman.
Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Whoopi Goldberg said, listen.
Hold up.
Before we go there, I don't agree that a man should hit a woman, but I don't agree that a woman should hit a man. So if you don't want to be hit, don't you hit. Now, it was clear that, no, if there's a man that just beats a woman, that's dead-ass wrong. If you just beating a defenseless woman, you are a bitch-ass-made person.
All right, now.
Okay, Daddy, because that's all you get.
Right. I completely out of order. Completely.
Out of order. However, if it is a man and a woman and the woman strikes that man, as Whoopi was saying, if you don't want to get hit, don't you hit. So we're talking about it today, y'all. Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
Is it ever? Let's go to the lines, baby.
Let's see what y'all talking about. Hey, my loves, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Monique, this is Chico. I'm calling from Montgomery, Alabama, Alabama State University.
Hey, Chico.
How you doing? I got my frat brothers with me, Phi Beta Sigma.
Hey, hey.
How y'all doing? Love the show. But is it okay for a man to ever hit a woman? I agree with what Whoopi Goldberg said once before, that if you don't want to be hit, don't want to get hit, don't hit nobody. Everybody should respect one another. Now, being that we're all adults, no one has the right to put their hand on anybody, but you do have the right to defend yourself in any situation. So, that's my opinion.
We appreciate it.
Very much, baby. Right to the point.
That's it.
Right to the point. That's how I roll.
We'll keep on rolling then, brother. You and all your fat babies.
In. Thank y'all. Love you guys.
Love you too.
What was you going to say, Daddy?
What he said right there, you know, if everybody keeps their hands to themselves, you know, we good to go.
See, I think that, as we were saying earlier, we get caught up in a lot of myths and a lot of just sayings that we throw out there, mm-hmm. right? And we'll teach our sons, don't ever put your hands on a woman. But do we teach our daughters, don't you ever put your hands on a man?
Boom.
Does it go both ways? And when you say there's never, ever, ever a reason for a man to hit a woman, well, we're seeing every day that we watch a lot of these reality shows, a lot of these housewife shows. We're seeing it every day where these women are slapping the shit out of their husbands, cussing them, damning them, downing them. We're watching it, and we're being fed that. And what happens if any of those men ever respond? Like, what happens then?
It ain't nice. It ain't nice.
We're talking about it, y'all. Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
I was going to say, I think Robin on the way over hit a great point, which was for all the women, because what the dialogue I was hearing the other day on The View when you were showing me was a prime example of people regurgitating what they've heard for a long time, but not really thinking about what, in this case, Whoopi was saying because it was so different. And basically what she was saying was, if you don't want to be hit, you don't hit somebody else, because all the chivalry that we think and we talk about would not be exhibited. But truly, if you expound upon that, are you truly a lady if you're hitting a man?
Mm.
Because if a man is not really a man if he hits a woman, is a woman a lady who hits a man? So we can't live in a world in which you say, I'm just as strong as a man, and I can do as anything that a man can do, but then say that the man should only open your door. If you want a chance to do it and experience it and see, it's okay for you to open a man's door if you so chose to. I remember the first time it happened for me, and it was explained to me in that manner where she said, why do men always have to open the woman's door? Why can't I open up your door? You know what I'm saying?
Daddy, who opened your door?
Dion Bifford opened my door. The whole name, okay?
Ow!
Okay, she opened my door. But I appreciated it, and I was like, that's true. But if you're the mother, as Robin was pointing out, of the child who happens to be the son or the boy or the man, young man, who's getting hit, how do you feel about some young lady beating up on your child?
You
player. You right here.
Well, for me, the issue had to be addressed with the parent. Mother, father, it didn't make a difference to me which one answered the door. But it needed to be addressed with the parents simply because we did say that boys don't hit girls and boys don't put their hands on girls. Well, I'm a mother of three sons, and I agree, a boy shouldn't hit a girl. But I'm telling you, I also see it as she shouldn't just think because he's been told boys don't hit girls that she has a right to just slap the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong to me. If he's not going to, children are children to me. And I'm going to say, I don't think that anybody should hit anybody. But in a fight, in a situation where you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself. Whether it's going to be he's holding her down to keep her from striking him again, to keep his hands off of her, or if he's going to get an adult as a child, if he's going to get an adult to say, "Ma, you know, she put her hands on me, she hit me," then the parents need to talk about it. I think that it's a situation that needs to be discussed with children. And also, we are in a society where there are so many gender assignments, like the woman does this, the man does that, or boys do this and boys do that. We don't raise children or teach children to be able to be independent as people, you know? As a mother with sons, my children know how to clean, they know how to cook, they know how to do laundry, things that a woman, in quotes, would do, you know, growing up. But what if they don't have a woman? Then it's something that they would have to do on their own. So with gender assignments, boys don't do this, boys don't do that, girls do this, girls do that. It's something that we're so stuck in.
And part of the gender assignment is false verbiage like happy wife, happy life.
Mm.
I believe that if you have a happy wife, that's half of what's needed to have a happy life. But when you start excluding one party from the equation of two, then you're setting yourself up for a level of failure. And I think that that's, you know, part of the issue where, you know, as much as we don't like to, we can easily find ourselves on the opposite end of treating people in the way in which we would want to be treated, because you get so used to certain things that are said versus them being true. It's the reason why these folks, our brothers and brothers are kneeling for the flag. Stevie Wonder is at his concert kneeling, singing the national anthem. Okay, yes. Stevie Wonder. So it's one of those things where it's saying the song speaks to what the values are supposed to be, but the daily living does not. So we're protesting the daily living. So it's one of those things where we in which I appreciate Whoopi Goldberg's position, because everyone on the stage was an adult, but her approach was grown.
Come on.
And there's a difference. And she was living in the reality of, you can tell some young lady or tell some woman that garbage that you're giving them right now, but they are slip and think that because you are a man and they are a woman, they are given a universal pass of, I can slap the shit out you. Okay, I can slap the taste out your mouth to show my disgust, and you must stand there and take that. And then you have to ask yourself, what type of person would hit you knowing you could do nothing back?
A bully.
Expecting you. So the very thing that is being spoken about in reference to what a man should not be to a woman then becomes, if she's under the impression that I can hit you and you can't do anything back.
And then that's when the fantasy goes away, when she gets struck and the reality steps in. That doesn't always work.
Not hit, but struck.
Well, listen.
Struck.
Because there's a difference.
Struck is harder than hit.
Struck is harder. I've been
lightning
struck.
Lightning strikes.
Oh, I've been
burning
struck.
Hits. Okay? But burning strikes.
You've been struck. I've been struck. Tell me, till you've been struck.
Struck down.
Okay.
Not because... Not because I was belligerent or anything like that. That was the other situation.
I've been hit, but I ain't never been struck.
I've been struck. I've been struck, sat on.
Struck, beat that. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's one of those things where, and as Monique can attest, there have been times where she would say, I don't know why that nigga hit me. That's what she would say. If nobody was, I don't know why the nigga hit me. I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why. And then there was other times where she would say, I know exactly why he hit me. Why? Because I hit him first.
Yeah. Let me speak on some real shit. Okay, because when I was watching, and I was trying to set that up.
Oh, baby, we can't. Maybe the technology is failing us on Periscope today. But sorry, we love you. Yeah, tune in on Monday. That's all.
There it is. Okay, so real shit. When I watched that clip, I understood it and I got it. Now, when I was a younger woman, right, I could remember saying, if a man ever hit me, I'm gone. I'm done. It's over. It's through. Until I got in that situation, and a man did hit me. Now, when he hit me, I hit him back, okay? And then I hit him back again, and I kept on hitting his ass back, and he kept hitting me back. So what it became was a fight.
A fight.
And it did not become this man was beating this woman, nor was this woman beating this man. We were just fighting. So when you watch our sister Whoopi Goldberg say, listen, if you don't want to get hit, don't you hit. Now, the first time I ever experienced that, Calvin hit me first, right? Well, then it got to a place where I'm going to hit you first. Well, I knew when I hit him, what was going to come back, a hit was going to come back my way. And he knew when he hit me, a hit was going to come back his way. So when you start hearing women say there's never, ever, ever a reason that a man should ever hit a woman, Well, then you got to say, is there ever, ever, ever a reason that a woman should hit a man?
Come on now.
And when you say, well, I understand it because she found out that he cheated on her. So she balled up her fist and she banged him real hard in his face. Well, then he balled up his fist and he hit her back.
When he found out that she had cheated on him.
Right. So it's a double standard. And we want to make excuses when it goes from, well, she slapped the shit out of him. Now we want to excuse that. But we don't want to excuse, oh, he slapped the shit out of her. And please understand, I'm never saying it's okay. Never am I saying it's okay for people to strike people, period. But I also am a mother of sons. And I'm saying to my babies, listen. Listen. If a woman ever balls up her fist to strike you, you have every right to defend yourself. Now, I'm not saying you beat a bitch down to the ground. No, no, no. But you have every right to defend yourself. And I also think that it's a standard where men don't like to say I'm being abused.
Oh, yeah. It's different from a woman saying it and a man because, you know, first of all, you like, how can you be being abused by your wife? And part of it may be because I don't want to get into a fight with my wife and I don't have the communication skills to connect with my wife conversationally. So essentially I accept whatever she gives me. And the first time you hit somebody is kind of like the first time you cuss somebody and it doesn't go addressed. Kind of like when you're dealing with your children and they do something real bad and you kind of let it slide, they get a level of confidence to do it again. And each time it becomes easier to do it again until the next thing you know, you in a situation where when I get mad, we know a fight is going to come. Mm-hmm. We already know if I hit you, you hit me, and it's on and it's popping. And you get conditioned to it. So we have to essentially say when we step out of the realm of if I wouldn't want it done to me, I cannot do it to I cannot do it to someone else.
Well, I'm speaking from the side of, you know, if no one knows, I have three kids as well. Mm-hmm. And I have two girls and a son, and the son was the middle kid. Mm-hmm. So he caught the craziness between the two girls. And the two girls felt like, okay, well, we can antagonize you all day and we can keep poking this bear and keep poking this bear. So mm-hmm. it got to a point where when I started seeing the frustration on my son's face, me and him had to talk because he knew the rules. You mm-hmm. can't hit a girl. But the rule got stressful. So I had to sit down with them and say, okay, we got to change this up. Mm-hmm. And we all had the conversation. Now, if you keep on, this bear going to hit you back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it had to get to a point where it's okay if he do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew the guidelines of understanding. Look, but I had to give him that confidence to let him know, look, I can't let you get beat down in the house because right. they hiding behind mommy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
right.
you know, once he give you a little nudge and let you know, look now, mm-hmm. it got to a point where they start respecting and saying, okay.
You're listening to Open Relationship with Monique and Sydney Hicks.
And just from a standpoint, ladies, of self-preservation, it's one of those things, why ever would you want to start a fight with a person that you know socially it is wrong for him to be in a fight with you as a woman? Like, why? It wouldn't make sense unless you are trying to push him to do something that you would like to see him get in trouble for. And then that's something completely different because, again, if I've said it, I've heard women say it, the species of female is definitively not the weaker sex. So because you are not the weaker sex, that could be an argument as to why James has slapped the shit out you after you had hit him because they said you're not. And see, it's different than it was in the 70s and 80s and 90s. You see a lot of women out here, they can take men out like on a regular. They breaking arms, mm-hmm. choking you out, they know about putting hooks in you, get you on your back, and triangling, all kinds of stuff. So women ain't no punk. So, you know, anybody that knows anything about people knows you don't ever take anybody lightly. So just to slap a woman is didn't you tell me about a story you just recently saw?
Yes, baby, on my little TV.
Tell them.
I'm going to tell y'all. So I was watching my little TV, right? And there was a fight. And I don't ever share the fights, but for some reason, sometimes people share them with me, right? And there was this big fight, and you saw this guy. And when I say this guy knocked the shit out of this woman, he slapped the shit out of her, and he slapped her so hard, it took her back, right? She went and got her composure together, baby. She went and straightened her shit out, came back. And when I say she knocked his ass out, she cocked back and banged his ass so hard, he fell out.
Out.
Now, he hit her and got hit back. And that woman floored that man. So you can't just assume that, oh, that man can just take that woman out.
Don't take a whole lot to get knocked out. Just get hit in the right place, and that'll do it.
Come on, we're going to the lines. We're talking about it. Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman? Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is James calling from Arkansas.
Hey, James from Arkansas.
How you doing, Miss Monique and Mr. Sid?
We good, baby.
Wonderful, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. The answer to your question, should no man put his hand on a woman, period.
There it is. And tell me something. What happens, because as a man, instinctively, what do you say to your partner who Cheryl's been slapping the shit out of him and he done came to you and told you the last straw, man, we was out at the mall, dog, and she slapped me in the back of the head and grabbed me up by the collar talking about you understand me. And I'm sick of this, dog. I'm sick of it. So then you chilling at the crib. And out the blue, Cheryl slapped the shit out of him. Cheryl slapped the shit out of Brian, right? Bam! And then he just turned around reflexively and popped her. What happened? How do you explain that? That shouldn't happen. It shouldn't, but how do you explain? What would you say to him to help him through those times?
Well, first of all, if both of y'all putting your hands on one another, y'all shouldn't be together. It should never get to a situation. It should never get that far.
Brian ain't never hit him. He ain't never hit her. No, this is before both. I'm just saying she's been popping up on him. And then one day she popped him one too many times. And reflexively, he turned around and gave her that Gone with the Wind backhand slap.
Yeah, that two-piece of the biscuit.
And two-piece in the biscuit. That's right.
Yeah, but regardless of her putting her hands on him, as a man, he should understand his place. You know what I'm saying? What did you do, or what are you doing for her to put her hands on you? Because if you being a man and you doing what you're supposed to do, a woman's gonna follow you and gonna cherish you regardless. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing the right thing. If you're doing the right thing and she's still putting her hands on you, it's simple. You walk away from that.
Okay. Good. We're gonna go to default to the second one. Because just for the purposes of discussion, we know that all human beings are not the same. And we know that any circumstance that you can create is somewhere out there happening, meaning there's some man out there who we can accept easily that he may be mistreating a woman. We got to understand that there are those women out there who are abusive to their men. So I guess I would ask is, reflexively, do you think if you're hit, because by reflexively, I mean when the doctor hits you in your knee with the mallet, reflexively, you kick your foot up. So,
okay, well, this is what I say about that. I'm only speaking from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 29, just turned 29, woo woo. You know what I'm saying?
I've been with my wife
going on almost 10 years. I have never put my hands on her. She had never put my hands on me. So in the type of situation where she did put her hands on me, as a man, I understand if I put my hands on her, I could hurt her, first of all. Second of all, you know, it's a reflex, but most reflexes are taught behaviors. You see what I'm saying? Like, somebody hits you or somebody talking about you, if you know, instinctively, you want to get back at them.
Well, is it what, is it a taught behavior when the doctor takes the mallet and he hits you in your knee and you kick your leg out? Is that a taught behavior?
No, it's not taught behavior, but some people doesn't have that reflex when they get hit in the knee either.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Bear with me one second. Mm-hmm. We can definitively adjust the circumstances to fit anything that we want, but when we're dealing with someone who reflexively turned around and hit a woman, do you think by any means that there's a degree of culpability on that woman for her being hit in a manner that was reflexive because she struck him and he couldn't take it anymore?
Yes, I believe there's a degree. Like, you know, if he reflectively hit you, then you have to look at yourself like, damn, I went too far. You know,
I went too far. So exactly, and because we know in the world that we live in, there's situations that it doesn't matter your gender, it doesn't matter your color, it doesn't matter any of that. We know that we as people can go too far, and when you go too far, because you pissed Bernadette off. Now,
and she got a mean right hand.
She got a mean right hand, and the coffee pot was on. Okay, so you know you got what you got.
But, you know, James, and you know how you say, you know that if you hit your wife, you would hurt her, right?
Right.
Your wife knows that, too. So that's maybe why your wife has never raised her hand to you, because we all have a clear understanding that if you ever do that, like, it's like a man know it, but a woman has to know it, too. And I think where the disconnect comes in, where you know you can hurt me, but I want to challenge you to see if that's going to really go down that way. So, yes, I agree when you say.
Because, you know, she grew up in an environment where she's seen her mother challenge men, and her mother before her challenge men. You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
Like, you know, she wasn't raised in an environment with love from a man. She didn't have that father figure. You know what I'm saying? To show her mother love where her mother can show her father's love.
There you go.
That's just my opinion.
That makes sense. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, baby.
Thanks.
Yo, we're talking about it. Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
And our man James that just called in, and as he said, it's almost like when you've gotten the opportunity to see what challenging a man can do for you, you may pick another role where that's not going to be something that you do, because, again, it's real simple. Again, if it's about equality, because you can't be a woman and not have some sort of connection to equality due to all the injustices that, as a woman, not dependent upon color, just being the species of woman, you know what it is to be treated unfairly. So you can't ask for the superior treatment of being able to give out punishment, but somehow be excused from receiving it, what you gave out, and then consider yourself equals.
Come on. I wonder, too, how those women feel that says, it's never okay, it's never okay, it's never okay. And do they have sons? You know, do they have men in their families that may be going through those situations? And do you feel that same way when it directly affects you? Like, do you feel, because I've known women that has beat, I don't want to say beat the shit out of a man, but beat him up. And that was my Uncle Vera and my Uncle Billy. Well, I mean, my Aunt Vera. Okay, but she would beat him up like she was Uncle Vera. But we never looked at it, and this is going to sound like some really crazy shit, right? We never looked at it as it being abuse. We just looked at it as Vera and Billy fighting.
Well, that's also because it was something you were used to seeing. It wasn't something out of the ordinary, you know? And
Your first reaction is to defend the woman.
And why is that?
Because we feel like women are inferior to men. We feel like women are not equal to men.
But not only
it's
that.
It's the first reaction to defend the woman until you know, well, she hit him in the head with that skillet.
And that's
and
because...
And it's like, well, wait a minute. Now, you can't put your hands on him and then think that he just going to walk away. What is he supposed to do? And we're taught that regardless of what she do to him, he's still supposed to just go on and walk away. But I think some things just come with maturity, though, and learning how to handle situations, you know. In invariability situation, I can't say because that, you know, that went for a long time. I don't know when it stopped.
It didn't. Right. She died.
At some point it did stop. But either you get tired of that or it gets old or you just grow up and decide, listen, this is not what I want to do. And sometimes you leave the situation or you two just stay in it and grow together to learn to handle things differently.
And what we were speaking about, and most people would jump to the woman's side because they would think there's no way in the world she would start with a man.
Instinctively,
most people are not going to think that a woman is starting something with a man unless they saw until you gauge the type of way they're conversing with one another to take it all in. Your assumption is typically the bigger person is starting with the smaller person if that's what you're seeing. So it's normal to, you know, I'm going to jump on Bernice's side, but Vernon's ass is 265, like, no. You don't know Bernice. Nigga,
that would be a point for me because somebody would defend the other person before they defend me.
That's if they knew you.
They think that I would. They thought that I was such a nasty person that I was the offender.
Right. Well, that's if they knew you. Under normal circumstances, when they don't know and they just see a man and a woman, your assumption is that the man is trying to prey on the unassuming woman. Not realizing, I mean, it's some serious gangster women out here that will take you out, as you spoke about, punch you out, or like I said, choke you out, hurt you, and dang plants. You can't just go around grand pimp slapping, okay?
Grand pimp slapping
females without thinking it's going to be a problem. Before the days of martial arts to the degree in which it's evolved, stabbings, grit throwings, shootings.
Wait a minute. What's a grit throw?
Grit throw. That's when you got a pot of hot food and you throw it on somebody.
I'm
grit
not
throw.
Fucking with you.
It's a grit throw.
Right. I was like,
okay.
Me too, like a grit throw.
It is a weapon.
I mean, it grit can throw. Be.
Now?
Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman? Let's go to the lines and see what you're saying. Hey, baby, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Emily from San Diego. Hi, Monique.
Say that again, baby.
Emily from San Diego. I know it's a busy. Hi, Monique and Sydney.
Hey,
sugar. How you doing?
I'm good. What's the topic? Because I'm away from everything right now.
Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
No. That's a bully.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it ever okay for a woman to hit a man?
Not that either.
Both ways is a bully.
Both of them is a bully.
That is.
Thank you, my baby.
Much love, Monique and Sydney.
Thank you.
Back to you, honey.
Bye.
Bye, sweetness. See, I think it goes back to, Daddy, like you say, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Right.
And it's a bully on both sides.
Yep.
And that's just it. It's a bully on both sides. It's not because when you have a woman, again, striking, demeaning, belittling, degrading, and we're watching it every day.
And it's kind of like the Black Lives Matter, where people were feeling as if it just was black people saying that Black Lives Matter. And it was it. And as opposed to Black Lives Matter also, or Black Lives Matter too, because that was really what was being spoken about and addressed, that white people aren't the only people whose lives matter. black people's lives matter too. And when we phrase, is it ever all right to hit a woman? It's never all right for a man to initiate hitting a woman, just like it is never right for a woman to initiate hitting a man. And when we preface it like that, it makes it easy. But just to use never hit, you know, a woman, it's just too blanket and too open for the specifics that can happen in everyday life.
And I'm going to tell y'all something. This hole in our face, this thing is a knife. This thing can be a sharp sword, baby. It could be a dagger. This thing, this hole in our face could be a Uzi. Because some of the shit that can come out of it can be painful.
Well, you can use it to calm you down.
You can.
Relax.
You can.
The stress in your life.
You can.
You, okay then.
You could do a mouth hug.
You could do a mouth hug.
Okay, okay. But we talking about the bitches
again,
who
want to
put that venom out there with their mouth.
Okay.
And I know oftentimes we want to go into the fantasy and believe that you can just say and do whatever you want to a man. And he's supposed to take it and take it and take it. And we've lost the nurturing part of us to nurture our men. So now he's got to contend with you smart as shit in your mouth. Your attitude is always nasty. Now you want to slap me in my face? You can't cook. You can't sew on a button. You ain't sucking no dick. That's just totally out the question. Yeah, but let's put all of it in the pile.
Might as well put all of it in the pile.
In the pile. So it's like, and then you say, and I can say and do what I want, and I dare you to do something. I dare you to do something. Do we understand what kind of pressure that is? Now, again, let me say this. For the men out there to just beat a woman because he can, we not talking to your bitch ass. We not talking about you. We talking about the brothers out there that he's not about that. But you push and push and push and push. And then when that push come back, now, Houston, we have a problem. Let's go to the lines and talk about it. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Oh, my God, I got through.
Hey, baby.
This is Shannon calling from North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, actually.
Hey, Raleigh, North Carolina.
So, I think the topic is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't believe that it's ever okay for either to hit either. But this is how I was raised. My mama always taught me and my sisters this. When just because a man doesn't hit a woman doesn't mean that a man just because a man doesn't hit a woman doesn't mean that a man likes to be hit. Don't be the first woman that he hit.
Mm.
You know, you can provoke things to happen. Maybe he really it's not his MO to hit you, but you all in his face with your finger and your mouth and boom, there it goes. They are humans too and they get defensive too, and just as normally he wouldn't jack you up. Today you got jacked up.
That's real mama talk, baby. Today you got jacked up.
You did. Thank you.
Thank you, my sweetness. The call-in number, my babies, is 404-832-2963. Is it ever okay to hit a woman? Now, I want to share something with y'all where I've had my Malcolm X, Betty Sabraz moment with my husband. I had to have it. But I had to understand. Because every man I've ever been with other than my husband, the other husbands, the other men, I was very sharp on my mouth, baby. Oh, my mouth. If you said something, I'm saying two things back. You keep talking. Listen, it ain't going to be done till I say it's done. My mouth, this hole in my face was a problem, right? Until one night, I don't know what was happening. Okay. And Sydney says something to me and I jumped up and said, what you gonna do? And when he turned around and we locked eyes, I knew I made a mistake. Like I knew at that moment, that's not, you shouldn't have done that. And he said to me, very stern, and I'd never heard him like this before. He said, don't you ever raise your voice to me again, because I'll never raise my voice to you. Y'all, when I tell you at that moment, I became this little girl because I knew I had went overboard. And I had never felt like that before with anybody else. It's like, fuck it, I'm going to the mat. But when he turned around and we locked in, I had never seen that type of strength before. In the midst of being what I wanted to call mad, I had never seen it with no man ever. And to look at it, and any woman that's ever experienced it, she know just what I'm saying. And that's for the tough bitches. That's for the boss bitches. Any woman that's ever experienced it, in that moment, you knew what you had. And in that moment, I knew. And from that moment to this one, I've never raised my voice again. I don't suck my teeth. I don't roll my eyes or nothing, honey. Do I, Daddy?
Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. She have all the eyes.
Oh, baby, we're talking about it. Wait a minute, what?
I called you a food taker, but that's a different story. And she be stealing cookies. That's a different story, though. That's a different story.
But I want to deal with this story right now while we're dealing with it. Oh. Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman? No. It's not ever okay, and it's not ever okay for a woman to hit a man. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Last week, okay, we was getting ready to have a situation in the Hicks residence. Because y'all have heard, if you go back to the past shows, y'all have heard about these goddamn cookies. You heard about the oatmeal raisin cookies that I took off of his table, right? Everybody heard the fucking story, okay? Ooh. And they know I was wrong about it, right?
Wow.
Now, last week, me and sister at the market, I say to sister, let's go get these oatmeal raisin cookies.
Get them.
I'm going to surprise my boyfriend, right? But I also saw the Chessman cookies, right? So I said, I like them.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Just so we can state for people understand the whole scope of thing, who introduced you to the Chessman cookies? Don't leave that out. Who introduced you to the Chessman snackery?
You introduced me to the Chessman
snackery. Okay, thank you. Now proceed.
So I get the goddamn oatmeal raisin cookie, right, and the Chessman cookies, and I'm thinking I'm doing some shit. So I get home, grin on my face, like I got a surprise for my boyfriend, baby. I put them goddamn cookies on the kitchen counter like, bam, right? So I go up in the room and I say, got a surprise for you, Daddy. So we go downstairs and we get ready to have dinner. And he see the cookies. He was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I did that. And then he saw the fucking Jasmine cookies. So he was like, oh, so you had to get you some, too. I was like,
no, you was disrespectful. She was hiding the cookie. She decided which one she's going to disseminate to me and which one she's going to keep on the low. I'm just like, put it out and have a cookie smorgasbord for everybody. Let everybody know you care from the gate. You see what I'm saying?
You see that?
But
right
you're going to be hiding, and then she was going to give me the backhand because of that. You see what I'm saying? She going to beat me.
I was going to backhand him because I felt like I had did some shit. Like, I'm in the market with my sister, and wasn't I, Paulette? I was like a little kid. I was
the
like...
The goddamn statute of limitations on the oatmeal cookies had ran out because that shit was in 93. It's 2017, baby. And you just making good on that? That's all I'm saying. At least had the dignity. At least had the wherewithal. At least had the respect to put the Chessman and the oatmeal cookies.
Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman? Hell no. Is it ever okay for a woman to hit a man? Hell yes. When he talk about these goddamn oatmeal cookies with these raisins, we talking about it, babies. Is it ever okay for a man to put his hands on a woman? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Monique and Sydney. This is your farmer's market friend, Gene.
Hey, Gene.
What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm sorry I'm late today, y'all, because Periscope has been messing up. So, excuse me. Y'all may have talked about this when it was out. But since we're on the subject of you know, men hitting women and these types of, you know, the abuse and that type of violent abuse in that way, I wanted to know what was, open up a dialogue and see what you all's opinion was on parents hitting children, more specifically, men hitting their daughters and women hitting their sons. Do you all think that that plays into, as men and women age from whatever it was, if they were hit as children, that it plays out into relationships as they, when people get in abusive relationships, do you all think that has a factor?
Yeah. You know, I think it does. I think that you oftentimes repeat what you see. And sometimes that's a very comfortable place for people. You know, if that's what you grew up in, that can be, unfortunately, a very comfortable place to be in. So I think it does affect those relationships down the line. It affects them with your spouse, with your children. I think all of that goes into play.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's pretty much my comment, y'all. But thank you all for talking about this. I think we need to talk more about that, because people talk about the domestic abuse and relationships, but we're not talking about the root. And I think a lot of it has to do with how people are raised. But thank you all for having my comment, and thank you all for opening up this dialogue today.
You're welcome, Gene. Thank you, baby. We love you.
Of course, love you too. Talk to y'all soon. Right.
Okay, baby. You know what was interesting? When we were in the car, you were talking about the two guys as little boys and how the mother beat him up because the girl beat him up in the street.
Right.
And what it did to him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think that all of that goes into play.
There's no one way that you can think that a person is going to turn out because of a situation, because when you have brothers and sisters that were raised in the same household, you're thinking that they were raised under the same circumstances, but being born 1 year to 2 year to 3 year to 4 year to 5 year difference is going to give you a different scenario of parent, of time in which you've dealt with. They're the older kids that remember a tougher time that the younger kids don't remember. So the way in which they were dealt with is going to be taken in or potentially perceived differently, or it could be perceived the same, because you could see somebody be extremely angry and grow up in that environment where people think it's normal that then you in turn would be angry. But that may be the very thing that makes you the opposite of being angry. It makes you extremely calm. So it definitely has something to do with it, but the way in which or what you do from that experience is specific in and to the person themselves. Because are you the same as your brothers and sisters?
No.
Very different. Same household, different, you know, same household, but you went through the 10th grade at a different time and a different, when your parents were at different ages and receiving different things and what they may have gave you. Because when you run into parents that are in their 50s and 60s with somebody, with kids that are, you know, 8, 9, and 10 versus when they were younger, they may have disciplined them completely differently.
You know, Daddy, it was interesting when Gene said, do you think it has anything to do with, you know, your relationship and all? And I had to learn with this set of kids really how to talk to my sons. Because with Shalon, I was so worried about him not being a punk and so worried about him not being weak. I spoke to him in such a sharp tongue. I spoke to him like you can't be weak and you got to get it. You got to get it. And it was not that nurturing of a woman or a mother. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the people he'll involve himself with in his life. I don't know if that'll have anything to do with the women that he may choose or whomever he chooses. But being in a position where I've seen it, how I treated one son being a single black mother, and how I treat my sons now having their father. And I think oftentimes we as women, black women, when we talk to our sons sometimes, it can be so demeaning. And I don't believe it's intentional, but we're such in a place of you got to be strong and you got to be tough. And since your daddy ain't around, I got to make sure you get it. But with that harshness, what type of woman will he grow up to get? Will he get that same harsh woman? Will he get a woman that is too afraid to even raise a voice? Like, what do we do to our sons depending on how we treat them as little boys? And sometimes when I'm out there at their games and you see sometimes some of the moms being so rough, and I stand back and I understand it because I was that mom. I was that mom, and you feel like, you know, I got to be the mother and the father, and you can never be the father if you're the mother. You just can't. But then I watched my son being a 27-year-old man just in numbers. And I do take some of the responsibility of that's what you poured in. So what you poured in is what gets poured out. And when we say, should a man ever hit a woman? Well, sisters, if we take out the time and say, are we knocking the shit out of our sons? Because sometimes I'll see us in the grocery stores. I'll see us in the mall. And we knocking the shit out of our sons. And our sons will have a look on their face like, what am I supposed to do with that? So I think it does. I think it stems all the way back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like we just discussed, and if you're getting beat by your mother who you've been told that you cannot hit a woman back and you are just supposed to take it, and what else do you do? Because, you know, I remember growing up, and I remember when we were in junior high school, and there was some gentlemen who were twins, and their mother went to bed and never woke up again because one of them took a bat and hit her in the head and killed them because of the disciplinary tactics. Now, I don't know how severe or how rough or how rugged, but I know that I'm out there when I'm watching the kids play football. I do see the mothers, and I think the difference between it is there becomes, over time, a level of offense. I remember Shalom was about 16, and Monique said, get in that room and take off all your clothes. I'm going to beat your butt. And I said to her in another room, what you're going to do is let him put his clothes back on, and you're not going to beat his butt. He's going to be punished. But you're not going to beat his butt naked is what you're not going to do, okay? Because he's too big for that. Mm. You can't keep doing that. And it will have an, it can have an effect, a negative effect, you know, but we just discussed it.
We're going to the lines to take your call, baby. But, Daddy, you only gave them one part of that.
What was the part?
You only gave them one part. When you saw him, and I told him to go take his clothes off, okay? But you didn't see the part that got me to that part, right? So.
Go ahead.
Okay. We was in the hallway, upstairs in the walkway. And we having a discussion, and I was talking to him, and, like, he looking off like I ain't really talking to him. And then when I moved in closer, he flinched to move in closer to me. And that's when I'm like, oh, no, baby, this shit just got, like, what you, are you getting ready to do something? Like, no, baby.
Right.
I'm getting ready to whip all your ass today because you made a move, like.
And at that point, that's where it was time to intervene and say, no, that ain't how you want to handle it, because now you're looking at him like a person in the street with a belt, and he's 16, and you just got to sometimes pick and choose the battles. That's all. And I was like, yeah, you ain't doing
that. Well, Daddy, you're absolutely right, and I'm glad that you were there to intervene at that moment. Now I think totally different. But at that moment, it was just like the
right.
Ego
was old school.
You know, I got to handle this. We go into the lines and talk about it, baby. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Sean calling from D.C.
Hey, Sean.
How you doing? Pleasure to talk to you again.
You too, baby.
You know what? So this question is interesting because, you know, when kids are little, I know when I was coming up, I'm not sure what parents say nowadays. I don't have kids. But when kids, you know, when I was coming up, it was always, if somebody hits you, you better hit them back, you know? And then it like in school, it's like, you know, somebody hits you, you better hit them back. But, you know, you tell little boys that, but what if the person hitting them is a little girl? And so that's what they're going into it thinking. And then at some point, they're just supposed to flip the switch and say, okay, well, we shouldn't hit little girls. You know, I should never hit a woman. I think it's hard. And then you add to that the layers of, you know, whatever the stresses of raising kids, you know, are, what kind of parents, you know, do the kids have? You know, how are they raising them? Are they treating them rough to make them rough? You know what I'm saying? Is there a difference in how they treat the sons and the daughters? You know, is there a difference between how they treat all the sons? You know, it's just a lot that goes into it. But when the guy called a couple of minutes ago and was like, you know, how is, you know, going into relationships? I mean, when I was coming up, you know, I watched my mom go through like an abusive relationship. And so it was always my thing. Like, I was never going to deal with that. And then I ended up dealing with it, got out of it or whatever. But, you know, now in my relationships, you know, I'm with females. And so, like, I'm, you know, the more, I guess people would say, dominant of the relationships. And so for me, it's all about cherishing women, and I would, you know, never want to do that. But I did have one time, there was one relationship I was in where I did put my hands on my ex, and, like, I've always felt bad about it. I mean, like, to this day, whenever I think about it, like, I just want to cry, like, the fact that I even did that. And so I think it's just, it's a difficult concept to kind of wrap your head around, like, what exactly all goes into making people do that. But I honestly don't think it's ever okay to hit a female for a male, just because, in general, they're stronger. Now, you have, you know, some males who aren't as strong as some females, and I get that whole point. I just think it's it's just something about it that's just completely unacceptable to me. It just really is.
Gotcha.
We appreciate you, Sean. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
You know what I dug about that, though? It's unacceptable to her, period, to hit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just period. And I think when you go back, Daddy, to what you said, treat people like you want to be treated. And we think that's like an old cliche or something out there in the wind. But that's how you really have to do it.
That's just how you... It helps if you do it that way, because to do it another way is to put yourself at a disadvantage. Someone says, oh, you're so rational, Sydney. But it's because I grew up in a household where the male around me was irrational. I grew up in a household where the male, but my father was abusive. And when something happened, he would fly off the handle. So it was important to me to go in the opposite direction, because I know how I felt then. I saw how it was with the women he dealt with, from my mother to friends of his to my grandmother. So when you get an opportunity to see abusive behavior, but also when you see someone that has the ability to be charming in public, but in private they are 180 degrees different, it changes your perspective in a way in which it either makes you Holden Caulfield and Catcher in the Rye and everybody's a fraud, or you start realizing you can't worry about what everybody is, but you can concern yourself with what you are, and you say, this is what I'm going to choose to be, and it's not a person that's one way in front of everybody and another way when no one's looking, which would make you, obviously, no one's going to act like they're beating their woman up in the privacy of their home. So if that's the case, why not actually be the person that you're trying to represent in public? And again, vice versa, because a woman would be just as much of a bully if she knew that she had a man that was her man, that has gone out of his way to not retaliate physically, though she's retaliated physically. Now you're abusing the situation. And I've seen that take place between individuals who I knew very well. And I'm like, there was an incredible size difference between the man and the woman, but he elected not to do anything. But he was like building up to a point where it was like, she gonna make me pop her. And it's like, nah, dog, you gotta roll out. If you can foresee it, the advice is you tell your man, hey, if you see that's what's going down, then you gotta make a move. Because going to jail over hitting this woman is not worth it. And I know she may be hitting you. Have you reported it? No. Think, man, look, get some counseling or make a move, but the back and forth is just not going to work. And it's just that simple. One cannot do something to the other that the other cannot do to that person. And that's it.
You know, we want to thank you, Miss Whoopi Goldberg. We want to thank you for your realness. And she said, I know I'm going to catch hell for it, but I got to say it. And that's the real shit. That's the honest shit. That I believe, is what will keep people from going to jail, when they have the real honest conversations, the real open and honest conversations. I've been guilty of that. I have been guilty of that. There was a time I got Calvin locked up because I simply lost a fight. It's not like he just balled his fist up and beat a bitch down. No, he just got the best. And I was like, you're going to jail tonight. Okay.
Right.
which was some unfair shit because when I got the best, I just got the best.
Right. You was like, oh, now you going to call police on me like, oh, bitch, you going to call the police because you lost the fight. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
In handcuffs. That's
right. So let's play it fairly. Let's play it fairly. So again, Whoopi Goldberg, we salute you, sister, for playing it fairly. And I'm going to tell you another little sister.
And being unafraid, which she's been in the game too long, but that doesn't mean anything. The spirit of who she is was comfortable teaching adult women how to be grown and accept responsibility for their actions. Because when you grown, you accept your part that you played in the situation. When you grown.
When you grown, and somebody just put, and I'm so sorry, we're at the end of the show, my baby. She said, how do you get over just being so angry? Because I be trying to punch the shit out of my man. And I'm sorry, we're at the end of the show. Because that's a lot of people's situations.
And I'll say this to you. Visualization can help you not punch your man so hard. And this is what I need you to visualize. Visualize your man turning around and punching you as hard as he can.
Mm.
After you've punched him as hard as you could and see where that goes. Now, I don't know where it's going to go, but I can tell you it's at a land called Nothing Nice. Okay? And that's where you're going to land up in a place called Nowhere Nice. So visualize what can take place if he acts the way in which you act, and then maybe you'll choose to act differently.
And also, my baby, because she just said he restrains me because he's a trained fighter.
And listen, and if you looked at statistics, there have been lately a lot of UFC folks that have gotten hit up because of their aggressiveness. Now, people who study and practice martial arts and are really about it, that's the position they're going to take. They're never going to lift a finger. What martial arts is supposed to teach you is how not to get in a fight because you know how to fight. But if you know you're wrong and this is something, then just stop. And I know you're wrong, but just stop because you wouldn't want it done to you.
Well, let me say this to you too, baby, because she's responding and she says, I know I'll be wrong. And she said, I just can't stop from getting so angry. Well, you may want to consider getting some help.
Mm-hmm.
And what you also may want to consider, baby, is changing your handle name. Your handle name is Mean Girl. And you got to be very careful what you're putting out there to the universe, because it'll give you what you're asking for. So you're saying, I'm a mean girl. Let me tell y'all who I am. You may want to start just with that little step. Because do you want people really referring to you as, oh, that's at Mean Girl? I don't want to call you a mean girl. Because you're taking that title and you're really living it. And really be thankful to your guy, baby. Because see, some of us women will have real good guys and we don't appreciate it. And as Queen Cookie says, don't fuck around and lose something great to get something good. Because the great guy, he'll keep restraining you. But the good guy, he'll whip your ass. So be careful what you're putting out there. That's what I feel about it, Daddy.
But then that was the last word of the day. Y'all done heard her on Monique and Sydney Open Relationship. We're going to take it on out,
We're going to take it on out, my take daddy. Listen. As we always say, we want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you for your mind, your heart, and your ears, because you could have been doing anything else.
Anything.
Tell a friend, tell another friend, and then tell 10 more friends. If you want some real shit, real talk, real love, real conversation, it's right here at Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. And like my daddy always says, the mind is like a parachute.
It is no good unless it's open.
We love y'all.
For free.
Mwah.
Because if the parachute don't open, you'll get fucked up when you hit the ground.
I like it.
For free.
We
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.